Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent, year B. First reading will be taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, 8 to 12, verse 14, and verse 16. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 89. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 16, verses 25 to 27. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the revelation of the promise of redemption. God's promise to redeem man and woman has traveled through time, from the era of patriarchal covenants, Exodus covenants with Israel, and the Davidic dynasty, to a village in Galilee called Nazareth, the one to secure and fulfill the promised house and sovereignty of the Davidic dynasty, and to establish an everlasting kingdom, became flesh by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin called Mary, betrothed to Joseph of the house of David, who lived in Nazareth, a place of no importance or significance. Joseph, a tecton or an artisan, and Mary, a 12 or 13-year-old girl, had gone through the first of the two stages of the Jewish matrimonial process, the witnessed consent exchanges and the bridal walk to the groom's house. In other words, Joseph and Mary were legally married at the time of the Annunciation by Angel Gabriel, but they were not living together as husband and wife because the second step of the marriage process had not been done. In other words, the bride had not been taken to her husband's house. Thus, Mary, a young girl living in an unimportant place, was still living with her parents when the angel greeted her thus: "Rejoice, so highly favored, the Lord is with you." And the angel said to her, "You are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end." Thus, God's promise of our redemption, orally proclaimed and later inscribed in covenants placed in the tent of meeting and temple in former times, has been revealed in Christ Jesus, who took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. In other words, Mary's yes to the Most High God paved the way for the commencement of our salvific history. St. Paul is right to say in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus Christ is the revelation of the mystery kept secret for endless ages, but now so clear that it must be broadcast to pagans everywhere to bring them to the obedience of faith. Yes, my brother, my sister, we have been brought to the obedience of faith in Christ Jesus. And like our mother Mary, we have received our own annunciation. Hence, the Lord awaits our response. If our answer is yes, then God's wisdom, love, and glory must be revealed in what we say and do today? If our response is no, we still have time to embrace metanoia, repent, and believe the good news. But my brother, my sister, let's not forget that time is of the essence. And so let us accept today the message of God to be kind, to be generous, to be faithful, and to be present in the lives of those who cannot help themselves. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless the works of our hands and help us to stay focused on His good news, His message of love and kindness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.